today we're talking about Stellar, which is an app. This is a way different way of telling a travel story than Instagram stories. We've got Richard Banks here. He bought the app just a few years ago, and he's going to tell you all about it right now. We are at a coffee shop on Culver Boulevard in Playa del Rey at Tanner's. Hello, Richard.
Hello. Nice plug for Tanner's as well. So, yes, Stellar, which stands for Storyteller, is now, it has become the world's largest travel storytelling app. So it's a vertical that's devoted to travel. So it allows you, with your mobile device, to very quickly create a very robust story that celebrates a destination or your travels or a site, something that intrigues and delights you that you would like to record and share.
Right, so you're on vacation in Venice, Italy, and you've taken 3,000 photographs. In this way, you can cut it down to 40 or whatever and tell the story of your trip?
Exactly. We like to differentiate it from Instagram, where you can also tell stories, because it is a dedicated vertical. It's only travel, and it's primarily 98% or so used by people who are travelers themselves or people who are virtually traveling or want to sort of enjoy travel through your own perspective.
You bought the app a few years ago. Why?
Well, I've been in the travel industry my whole career. I started my first travel company when I was 21 years old, and have always been disappointed in how difficult it is to persuade somebody who has not been to a destination how magical a place can be. Over and over again, as I've been an evangelist for travel and its merits and how it changes people positively and the environment and everything surrounding, I've seen how eyes gloss over when you try to tell them. Slideshows, the same sort of thing. Even travel videos on YouTube or Vimeo, whatever, they never quite get you there. And when this concept of telling a story, and I know storytelling is the most effective way to persuade somebody and get somebody emotionally involved with anything, when I saw that there was a product that does this for the travel space, I got very excited. And I thought, this is something that I would like to be involved with and see if I can use not only for myself, but turn it into something that's useful for friends and family and beyond. So we just came back from the Republic of Ireland, where we undertook a unique project, and we have been requested to replicate this, and I think we will. We did something called a digital day in the life of Ireland. And it was keyed off of a popular series of books that took place in the 80s and 90s called A Day in the Life of Blank Destination. Australia was the first one. Very successful series where you would capture with 100 photographers back then the moments that took place in a 24-hour period. For all time, this wonderful sort of frozen moment in history of what happened from the perspective of great artists. So we took that and turned it into a digital version at the request of Tourism Ireland.
And you hope to do more like that?
Yes, so we have, since we completed the Ireland one, which was not long ago, we've been approached by about a half dozen other tourism authorities who would like to sponsor similar events.
So Richard Banks from Stellar, thank you so much for talking with us. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. You can find me on Twitter at Jefferson Graham. Richard, if they want to find you, how do they find you?
Well, there is richardbangs.com, B-A-N-G-S, or you can go to stellar.co.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.